听力课堂，听 class.com。
现在我们开始听父亲节。
Father's Day
每年六月的第三个星期天被定为父亲节，在这一天，儿女们都要为父亲送上鲜花和最真挚的祝福，以表达对父亲的敬爱之情。我们先给您后面这段慢速英文的关键词
Observe
庆祝举行
Widowed
寡居的官居的
Presidential
总统的
Proclamation
宣布
Permanent
永久的持久的。下面我们来听慢速英文父亲节
Father's Day。 Father's Day was first observed in Spokane, Washington in 1910. Mrs. John B. Dodd of Washington first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth after their sixth child was born. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself. Mrs. Dodd wanted Father's Day to be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, her father's birthday. But it wasn't until 1966 that President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. In 1972, President Richard Nixon established a permanent national observance of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June, coming almost 60 years after Mother's Day had been proclaimed a national day of observance. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honor your father, but all men who act as a father-like figure, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult male friends.
让我们再对比着听一遍正常速度的，看您还能听懂多少。
Father's Day was first observed in Spokane, Washington in 1910. Mrs. John B. Dodd of Washington first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth after their sixth child was born. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself. Mrs. Dodd wanted Father's Day to be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, her father's birthday. But it wasn't until 1966 that President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. In 1972, President Richard Nixon established a permanent national observance of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June, coming almost 60 years after Mother's Day had been proclaimed a national day of observance. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honor your father, but all men who act as a father-like figure, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult male friends.